1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, my brothers and sisters, make a remind you about the good news we have preached to uno, and we want to accept in our heart that the same message there on the faith build pan. That sake of that same message on the get saved if on the hold on to it, unless on the believe for nothing. Can I pass on to uno the most important thing when me pass on to me, that Christ me dead for a sinning, just like where the scripture say. Then he bury and raise up back from the dead, like where the scripture say too. Then Jesus appeared to Peter, and then he appeared to the 12 apostles. Then he appeared to more than 500 of his brothers and sisters then, same time. Most of them still alive, but some of them done dead. After that, he appeared to James. Then he appeared to all the apostles. Pan the last, he appeared to me too. Even though I am like somebody when me born at the wrong time. Cause I the least of all the other apostles. I know even fit for make them call me one apostle. Cause I me make the people of God suffer. But the sake of the grace of God make I be who me know. God never show me grace for nothing. Cause I work harder than all the rest of apostles. Mind you, that don't mean myself the work, but that the grace of God were there with me. So then, whether I'm me or them when I preach, the important thing that uno may believe where we may preach. Now, if we don't preach say that Christ don't raise from the dead, then how come some of uno they say that the dead now and raise up back again? If that are true, then that mean that God never did raise Christ back from the dead. And if God never raise up Christ back from the dead, then all of we preaching are uno faith in a Christ that may feel nothing. And even more than that, it would have mean that we the lie about God. Cause when we say that it don't make Christ raise up back from the dead, when he never raise for true, if the dead no one raise up again. Cause if God no one make people were done dead raise up back again, that mean that he never make Christ raise up back again neither. Well, if God never make Christ raise up back from the dead, uno may believe in a Jesus Christ for nothing, and that mean that uno still last in uno sinning. Then that would have mean too, that all of them one were done dead, when we believe in a Christ, then last forever, and then they get punished for their sinning. If we hope with the in a Christ only good for this life, then we the people where they really have a sorry for more than all the rest of people in the world. But Christ may raise up back from the dead. He not the first one to raise up back out of a whole lot of people when we done dead. Cause just like how one man bring death into the world, same way so, one man make them one we done dead, raise up back again from the dead. Just like how everybody dead, seek away, then I'm a one with the first man, Adam, everybody with a one with Christ will live again. But everybody will raise up back in their own order. Jesus, that made the first one for raise up back from the dead. Then for him people then, will raise up back when he come back. Then after that, the end will come. Christ will win out over all of the rulers and spiritual authority and powers. Then Christ will hand over the kingdom to God the Father. Christ have a rule till God done win out over all of the enemy then, and put them under for him foot. The last enemy where God will destroy will be death. Because it don't write down in the scriptures say, God don't put everything under his foot. Now when he say everything don't put under his foot, that no mean that God himself may get put under his foot. Because God that the one will put everything under Christ. But when everything don't get put under Christ, then Christ the Son will put for himself under God, will don't put everything under Christ. Then God will rule over everything, every way. So then, if the dead no one raise up back from the dead, then what sense it make for people get baptized in the place that they one were done dead? So where they want to do that for if the dead no one raise up back again? And why we put for we self in a danger every hour of the day? My brothers and sisters, I face death every day. That we are so proud of where Christ Jesus will Lord do for uno, make us say this. Uno thinks say I'm a fighter of them man will stand like wild beast that Ephesus just to satisfy for me own self. That never may want do me no good. If the dead now are raise up back, then that like where they say, make we just eat and drink, car tomorrow we were dead anyway. No make nobody fool uno. Bad company spoil good character. Count to uno senses, man. Stop uno sinful ways. Some of uno should shame uno self, cause uno no know God. Somebody might ask, how God want make people raise up back from the dead? That what kind of body they want, God? What kind of stupid question that? When you plant seed in the ground, the seed now start to sprout and grow, except it dead first. That not the big plant where want grow you put in the ground, that the leaf dry seed for whatever you the plant, whether that wheat or whatever else you the plant. That God give the seed the body where he want it got. He make what different kind of plant grow for each kind of seed. Right, so you got different kind of flesh. People and animal and bird and fish got their own kind of flesh. Same way, you got the kind of body in the sky and the kind on this earth. But the beauty of the one day in the sky different from the beauty of the one day with depth on the earth. The sun got one kind of beauty and the moon and the star, they got one next kind. Even the star, they got different kind of beauty amongst themselves. That's how you want to be when God raise up back the one when we did. Their body where we got now was dead and rotten. But when they raise up back again, they were never dead again. When their body buried, they weak and ugly. But when God raised them up back from the dead, they were beautiful and strong. They're an ordinary human body now. But when they raise up back from the dead, they will be spiritual body. Just like how they got human body, they got spiritual body. The scripture says,
God make the first man, Adam, fi be one person where get life.
But the last Adam come fi be one spirit where give life. The one where me got a body where me make out of dirt, me come first. Then after that, the one where me got a spiritual body me come. God may make the first man out of the dust of the earth. The second man may come from heaven. The people there where belongs to this world got body just like Adam, who for body may make out of dust. And the one where belongs to heaven got body just like Christ where come from heaven. Just like how we make our body where stand like the body of the one where God make out of dust, see we so, we will be like the one where come from heaven. My brothers and sisters, this the way I say to you. This body with a flesh and blood can't share in a God kingdom. Then your body where could dead can't live forever. Oh no, listen to this. Make a tell you no a secret. All we know are dead, but God will change me. That will happen as quick as when somebody quint the eye when the last trumpet blew. Cause when that trumpet sung, God will make the one where done dead raise up back with one new body where can't dead. And all away will change. For we body we make out of dust, half a turn into body where that for heaven. Then your body we could dead, half a turn into body we can't dead. This body we make out of dust will change into the kind of body we can't dead. Then what the scripture say will come true. It say,
the Lord done destroy death. He win the victory. Death, where power your victory there? Death, where power your power there to hurt me?
That sake of sin make death could hurt me. And a Moses law make sin grab power. But make we give God thanks, cause he give the victory over sin and death through the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my dear brothers and sisters, uno fi stand up strong, no make nothing move uno. Uno keep on to do the Lord work with everything we uno got. Cause uno know that everything we uno do for the Lord no a be for nothing.